we meet Asa Beck at his home in Centennial, and we ask him to show us how prepared he is.
That's easy. We'll start out back.
A few paces out into the backyard, Beck heads for the fuse box.
And so if I turn off the house power...
And then he shows off his pride and joy, a 10-kilowatt generator.
And when it's closed, it's not too noisy. We're just going to leave that on. The house is going to run on it while we talk.
The generator is key for living through an emergency inside his house.
I finally figured out how I could buy something I could afford.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't too bad. $2,400 for the generator, $1,000 for the piping,
yeah,
the gas pipe.
Right.
As we all know, the utility that's most likely to fail is electricity.
Right, exactly.
The water and the gas will probably still be there.
Michael Brown is already impressed.
Give this guy a high five right now. So far, we're batting 1,000.
Now it's back inside the house where we go to a basement room.
So water, food.
The rundown on the inventory.
Four cases of water sitting here, or 3.5. And then a variety of protein bars and fruit snacks and condensed milk, tuna, anything that will keep.
The interesting thing here is he has more than what he and his wife would need.
Not just for us. So we figure, right, we've got enough that we can help those around us, which is sort of the whole idea.
Periodically, he has to rotate out the food and has a very giving way of doing so.
I take these and I keep these in my console. So every time I pass by a homeless person who's out begging for money, I give him food. And I give him water.
Down the hall, we look at his water heater.
I've got a 75-gallon water tank. And so if everything went out, you cut off the in and out to the water and you drain it out the bottom, you've got 75 more gallons.
Now, we won't tell you where, but Beck also keeps a stash of cash in case of emergency.
Because the ATMs and the banks, they're not open. How do you get money?
He also has a ham radio for emergency communication.
I live in a place that wouldn't allow me to mount it on the house, so I have it on a bracket that I can fold down that nobody can see normally. But if I should need to communicate with a ham radio, I just put it up and away I go.
There's no doubt he could survive here, but what if he had to evacuate his home?
Where's your go kit?
It's in my trunk.
Oh, okay.
So we go to the garage and find the go kit neatly packed in a backpack in the trunk of Beck's car.
There's a first aid kit. There's food. There's water. There are spare 12-volt batteries. They're 10,000 milliwatt amp batteries, so that if for some reason I have to step away from the car, I can keep the portable radio going for some time.
Now Brown, the former director of FEMA, finally finds a little something that Beck didn't think about.
Now I'm playing lawyer. Okay. Now I'm trying to dig. Space blanket?
No.
See, now if it's really cold out, you're going to need like some things to keep you warm.
Yeah, I won't argue with that, but there's no space blanket in there.
Now it's back into the house. And just like you, Asa Beck has a hall closet.
Let's turn on the light.
In there, more practical goodies.
Every size battery that I could use is here. D, AA, AAA. These two power strips are designed to be used in conjunction with the generator to put in the outlet on the back so that other people can plug in their cell phones and charge their stuff, because they won't have those.
Beck has done all of this over a few years at reasonable cost.
Probably $5,000 total.
We asked Asa Beck why he's gone to all this trouble to be ready just not for himself, but for his neighbors as well.
You never know. People buy insurance that they may never use. The only time you regret not buying it is when you need it.
Jerry Bell, News Radio 850 KOA, close up.